Michael Harrison here. Yesterday late afternoon, Sunday, I had a phone conversation with Joe Madison of SiriusXM Satellite Radio. He's one of the leading African-American voices in the news talk radio industry. Here's an excerpt from that conversation.
What are your thoughts as America is going through this racial crisis this weekend?
Well, my first thought is that I wish that I was on doing my show 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, because I think that it is extremely important that we keep these lines of communication open with reasonable people. I'll make it very simple, and I'll speak for myself, and then maybe some of what I'm hearing from callers and people who are emailing me and texting me, and that is that I'm 100% behind the message that is people, the protesters, the peaceful protesters, the activists who are out on the street, and who are right now in some parts of the country, basically calling for swift justice. And I am 100%, and this is what I mean, excuse me, Michael, what I mean by reasonable people, I'm 100% against the provocateurs and also the opportunist. Look, I'm probably like you. We're both veterans and old enough to remember, and I've been involved in all kinds of demonstrations. All of them started off peacefully. I shared with my audience an experience I had during a school desegregation march that was sponsored in Boston by the, and you may remember this, by the NAACP. And there couldn't be any more peaceful law-abiding group than the NAACP. And the leaders were marching. We had police protection. They were there to protect people and property. And I remember, as a very young activist, watching provocateurs. I can see them today. They were always behind the peaceful demonstrators, had knapsacks. And I never will forget watching them reaching into those knapsacks, pulling out bricks and rocks and bottles and throwing them over the head of the leadership of the demonstration. And what happens? Well, two things happen. One, the police react. Of course they do. And they and the second, they attack the frontline demonstrators. Then the second thing that happens the very next day, the message is lost. It wasn't about school desegregation. It was about the conflict. The front page of the Boston Globe showed the police attacking what began as a peaceful demonstration. That's exactly what is going on today. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. It's not new. It's well organized. I would say probably more organized than in the past. And the other thought that is going through my mind is basically the president today declaring Antifa as a terrorist organization. But this is the same president who told the country that white supremacists who are demonstrating in Charlottesville, Virginia, where a young woman was murdered, that these were good people. Those are the thoughts. And I'll conclude this thought, and I'm planning on dealing with this tomorrow morning when I'm on the air. I am thoroughly convinced that the President of the United States is preparing to declare what we commonly call martial law. It's a term that, quite honestly, is a euphemism for what is known as the Insurrection Act. And basically, it's a temporary replacement when civil government loses control. It's very seldom used, but it has been used. Lincoln used it. Andrew Jackson used it in New Orleans. Post-World War II, Kennedy used it to protect civil rights workers in Mississippi, and Johnson used it to protect the Selma marches. But I am thoroughly convinced, and I believe I'm one step ahead of him, but the signs are there. The way he has described the mayors of Minneapolis talking about sicking dogs on people, and he cannot lie anymore and say that he doesn't understand the symbolism of that, because, again, I'm old enough to remember Bull Connor. And so he is using the same language. He's signaling, and I hope I'm wrong, but I suspect that he is prepping the country possibly to establish martial law.
Well, he'd only be able to do that if these riots and or whatever they are, protests, riots, demonstrations, they seem to have aspects of all of those words. And you've explained very well about the activists. He can only do that if this were to continue. And again, our perspective is Sunday afternoon. Do you think that this is going to continue, or do you think it just might die down?
Oh, no. Well, that will depend, and this is my other thought. That would depend on the Minneapolis, the county prosecutor. Look, this is not rocket science. And let me give you an example. Number one, one officer has been arrested and charged with third-degree murder and also manslaughter. But the other three officers, and this is what people, the demonstrators, and I'm not talking about the provocateurs, because I don't think they give a damn about George Floyd or anybody else for that matter. And opportunists, the people who are just simply going into liquor stores or whatever, they don't care about George Floyd or others and this whole systemic problem that we as Black people face and have faced for decades, if not hundreds of years, when it comes to our relationship with law enforcement. And I won't get into that history. It's well documented. But this could stop tomorrow, or at least you could take the win out of it. And here's what I mean. Those other three officers should be arrested tonight.
That's Joe Madison of SiriusXM Satellite Radio. We'll have the rest of my conversation with him that was recorded yesterday on Sunday afternoon posted tomorrow, Tuesday, on my weekly podcast, The Michael Harrison Interview. Michael Harrison for Talkers.